the name of God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. So, in that gospel we heard this morning, Jesus says, I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So if you look at all the Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' sayings, his life, you'll see that Jesus didn't give us much in the way of commandments. He models a lot of living. He says a lot of things, but he doesn't give us a lot of commandments. But this is one of them, one of the few real commandments that Jesus gave to his followers. Sometimes the words of Jesus are unclear. Sometimes they're difficult to understand. But there's nothing in this gospel that strikes me particularly unclear. Nothing that's ambiguous. Perhaps difficult, I get that. But it's a straightforward command. Love one another. Jesus says everyone will know his disciples by their love for one another. And what I want to say is if that's true, there are a whole lot of things that Christians have said are the most important thing in the Christian faith, which simply aren't. Christians are not truly identifiable by whether they worship on Sunday or Saturday, or if they worship twice on Sunday for that matter, or if they have a Sunday fellowship prayer meeting. Christians are not adequately picked out from a crowd by their theory of biblical authority, or by whether they carry a Bible, or whether they sing gospel music or not. And Jesus did not say that we would all know his disciples by whether they ordain elders, or priests, or deacons, or bishops, or have liturgical worship, or if they drown people in baptism or merely sprinkle a little water on them. He didn't say that others would know that you're a Christian by whether you pray with your eyes closed or with your hands in the air and your eyes open or your hands in the lap. He doesn't say that your Christianness would ooze out for others to see because you are for or against abortion. He didn't say that you'll be known that you're Christian for being for or against marrying and ordaining homosexuals, gay, lesbians, or transgender people. He doesn't say any of that. He says they will know you if you love. And the kind of love that Jesus mentions is one that cares more about others than about our own skin. Jesus' love includes reaching out to others of races and religions, backgrounds. His love includes forgiving others, not just those who are of like mind, but those who are clearly wrong. He doesn't say we have to agree with everyone. He doesn't say we have to like everyone. Again, remember, love, as Scripture portrays it, is not a feeling. Love's an action. Love means working for the welfare of others. Such is the way Jesus tells his disciples to treat each other and to treat all of those around them. This is the church to which Jesus is giving its marching orders. He's telling us how we will be recognized as his followers. He even goes so far as to say we should love our enemies. And truth is, sometimes loving others inside the church, both local and universal, means loving our enemies. Can you see why Jesus would call this a new commandment? Of course, people had been told to love before, and love is touted in many cultures and religions and philosophies. But Jesus takes this idea of love, and he grabs it with both hands, the very hands that bear the scars of crucifixion. He grabs it, and he turns it in a whole different direction. He gives the church love as its one reason. It's one reason for existing. Love isn't secondary. Love is basement, main floor, and attic. Through and through, the church is about the love of God found in Christ Jesus. And not just speaking about it, but doing it. Jesus' commandment is new because its motivation is new. We love because he loves. And it becomes new every time we do it. Every time we receive it, it becomes new. Jesus says, "By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another." Let me say that in slightly a different way. C.S. Lewis once said, "There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. Next to you, in your neighbor, is the Blessed Sacrament itself. Your neighbor is the holiest object beheld by your senses. Your neighbor is the holiest." On this of all mornings, I say to this parish, Emmanuel Church, Webster Groves, you know this. You know this. It's not a new thing for you to hear. You know the importance of loving as Christ loved us. If you're going to be the church in the 21st century, you know this. You get it. And you know this not simply because you've heard it. You know this because it's been handed down to you from others who knew it because they had received it, handed down to them again and again from generation to generation. You know it because you have received it, because you want to hand it down to your children, and you want to hand it down to those who walk through these doors. You know that to be the church, you have to be the love, the very love that Jesus shared with us. And that's a truly remarkable thing, my friend. The continuity of a household of love, it's been given to us by others so that we can give it to others. And this is a commandment that rises above all moral teaching, above all doctrine, above all polity, above all tradition in the church. This is the reason for being. Now, it shouldn't surprise you that this reminded me of a poem. It's a poem by Mitch Finley, and it can be found in her book, Whispers of Love, and it goes like this. The Christian doctrine of the communion of saints is really very simple. All it says is that once you buy the farm, you still live on the farm. All it says is that those who have gone before are still with us. All it says is that past generations still count and must be taken into account. In other words, We're all in this together. All of us. I think that's pretty much what Jesus is saying to you and me this morning. Love one another. We're all of us on this earth in it together. And they will know you as you love. Just as I have loved you, he says, you should love. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. Amen.